You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. The city of San Antonio is exploring the possibility of a bond election next year. TPR's Joy Palacios reports the consideration comes as the city may need to raise property tax rates and cut from its budget to settle a deficit.
San Antonio runs on a five-year bond cycle. The last one was in 2022. It had $1.2 billion worth of projects. About two-thirds are complete or currently under construction. The next bond could be in 2027, and those categories could be streets, bridges, and sidewalks, drainage and flood control, parks, facilities, and housing. District 4 Councilman Edward Munguia is recommending another category be created that includes projects related to the Sports and Entertainment District, also known as Project Marvel.
I think we have to make a line and say what investment are we asking voters to pay for goes into an entertainment district versus a traditional bond package that has other things in there.
If the city does call for a bond election, a public vote would be in either May or November 2027. I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
A primary runoff will select the Democratic nominee for Texas Attorney General, one of the most powerful offices in the state. The choice is between State Senator Nathan Johnson or former Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski. The two say, if elected, they will bring Democratic values to the office and change the way things have been handled by current Attorney General Ken Paxton. Here's Johnson first, followed by Jaworski.
He sued the Biden administration 106 times. We are seeing him abuse the office daily as a headline machine to propel himself out of the Republican runoff.
Ken Paxton is the consigliere for the mafia hit squad known as the MAGA Republican Party, and that is why he gets away with it.
Republicans also have a runoff for their attorney general nominee. That's between Congressman Chip Roy and State Senator Mace Middleton. Early voting begins May 18th. Runoff day is May 26th. You can learn more at tpr.org. Just search for The Source. Protesting your Bexar County property tax appraisal isn't something that requires a professional. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has more ahead of tomorrow's filing deadline.
A lot of Bexar County residents have been receiving pitches from tax management companies in the mail offering to protest appraisals on a homeowner's behalf. But the chief appraiser at the Bexar Central Appraisal District, Roy Sandoval, says there's no need to pay them for what you can do easily.
For the last several years, we have had a 85 to 88% settlement rate informally, which means from the first opportunity that you get to speak to my staff, we come to an agreement.
He says he does not like the term protest either, which does sound confrontational in nature. Sandoval says his staff is instructed to treat everyone with care and respect. And the chief appraiser says even if you did not receive notice your property appraisal went up, you can still file a protest. The fastest way to file a protest before the deadline is online at bcad.org. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Hantavirus is responsible for an outbreak on a cruise ship that killed three people. Texas is home to a different strain of the virus. The Sin Nombre hantavirus is endemic to deer mice in the American Southwest and cannot be spread from person to person. Dr. Maximo Brito of the Infectious Diseases Society of America says the Andes strain from the cruise ship can spread person to person, but it's unlikely to spread beyond the passengers. He says hantavirus wouldn't easily mix with endemic strains.
This virus is not like COVID or influenza for that matter. So the ability to rearrange or the ability to change or mutate so fast is less than it was for COVID and it was for influenza.
35 people in Texas died after infection from the Sin Nombre strain between 1993 and 2023. All of them got their infections from rodents. The San Antonio Conservation Society has restored the historic Hertzberg clock to tick again. Crafted in Boston, the clock was installed in San Antonio in 1878. The 14-foot-tall Hertzberg clock is a key-wound clock. It's been non-functional since 2022, prior to its restoration. The clock used to sit on Commerce, but expansion caused it to be relocated to the corner of North St. Mary's and Houston Street. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.